Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to
I Have a Strange Story podcast.
So this is a podcast where two sisters retell people's paranormal experiences. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Rebecca.
And welcome to episode 4 of season 3.
Cool.
Yes. Let me see. If you have stories of your own that you would like us to share, please send them to ihaveastrangestorypodcast@gmail.com. And also leave us a rating and subscribe. And check out our TikTok and our Instagram, because we have, you know, little shorts posted and we share upcoming episodes to the best of our ability. We're not always that great at it, but here we are. So it's the beginning of November. We've made it out of spooky season and we're into episode 4.
I think spooky season is up until December. That's just my opinion.
I mean, I think it's into Christmas.
You're right, Lindsay. We did a whole thing about that.
Yeah. And so, like, I don't know why I said that. I think I just meant, you know, Halloween is gone.
Yeah.
But we're still in spooky season. The veil is still thin, as they say.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, it's getting colder. And have you ever had a pumpkin chai tea latte?
Oh, my God. Yes.
I love them.
Ugh, so delicious. I think I might even like them better than the espressos.
Yes, 100%. Mm-hmm. I love chai tea.
Me too.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
It's hard to find a good mix, but I actually found one. This is shocking. I found one at Walmart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really good. I also ordered one from Amazon. It was so bad, I threw it away.
Ugh, that's a bummer.
I know, but yeah, I love it. It's so good.
There's a place in Boulder that if you ever come back, we should definitely go there, because now I know that you love chai tea. And it's called the Tea House, and it's this really cool, Turkish. I think it's a Turkish tea house, and it is really beautiful and authentic, and they have the most delicious chai tea there. I don't know if they have a pumpkin spice chai tea latte, but they have really good chai tea.
Yeah, chai tea in general is just good.
It is good.
Well, there we go, everybody. Welcome to our spooky show.
Yeah.
I do have some announcements that are kind of scary.
Oh, I do too.
Or creepy to share. Yeah. So shall I tell mine first?
Please.
Okay. So I live in one of the spookiest city in the U.S., in my opinion. And, okay, so I live on a block where there was a really bad incident. Okay? Mm-hmm. So there was a murder on my block, and it was a very violent murder, of course. I mean, it was a murder. But there was one day that I was talking to my neighbor about it, and the murder happened in her house.
Oh my God.
And so we were talking about it, and we, you know, she was like, I don't know how old the person was. And so I just researched it and I found information on the person and I shared it with her, and we had a short discussion on it, and like, that was it. And then later on that night, I was watching scary movies. And I heard somebody say, help me. And I heard it, and it was very clear, and I have cameras. So, like, I turned on my cameras outside, and there was nobody out there. And then I rewound what I was watching back to that spot, and I didn't hear it. So I'm mute to the TV, and I just sat here for a little while, and I didn't hear it again. And I was like, that's weird. Mm-hmm. So I text my neighbor and I was like, hey, are you hearing someone say help me? And she was like, no. And I was like, okay, that's weird. So then 2 hours later, I heard the same person say help again. And again, I rewound what I was watching, turn on the cameras, and I text her. And I was like, dude, I just heard it again. She's like, I didn't hear it. And I was like, I have to call the police. Like, because I feel like someone is saying help me, and I don't know what to do because I can't help them. And so I called the police, and they showed up in record time, by the way, like really fast. And it was four cars showed up.
Wow.
And they knocked on my, yeah, they knocked on my door and they were like, what's going on? And I was like, hey, yeah, I know this is real weird. I was like, listen, I heard someone say, help me, and then help. And it is about 2 hours apart. And I don't know, you know, I can't see anything. There was nobody outside. And you saw the disappointment on their faces immediately. And then they were like, can we look in your backyard? And I was like, sure. And so they went to go look in the backyard. And then we had a classic miscommunication, which he was like, where's it coming from? And I was like, from the right. And so they all looked to the left and I was like, oh, we're standing in different directions. I was like, it's the other way. And then they were extremely annoyed with me for that. And I was like, this is such a normal miscommunication. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like people get so mad about that. And you're like, what, how do you know which way I'm standing?
Yeah.
You know, like yeah. Jesus, it's up to you to also establish which is right and left. But either way, they didn't find anything. And so they left. And then to make it worse, I heard them talking on the street because I had turned my cameras on
mm-hmm.
and they were like, well, I thought this was a real thing. And they're like, she probably heard us. And like they're and I was like, get out of here. And like, so they left and they never came back. But then the next night I was in bed asleep and my neighbor texted me. And when I woke up in the morning, I saw her text and it said, I heard him say, help me.
Oh, no.
And so she heard it too.
Oh my God.
And she was like, I turned on my camera. There was nothing. Like we're across the street from each other. So we have the same, you know, shot.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, there was nothing there. And I was like, describe it. She was like, well, it was kind of muffled. And I was like, yeah, like it sounds like it's coming from the other room. And she was like, yeah.
Oh, weird.
I know. So we both heard it and we just heard it a day apart.
Mm-hmm.
But there was nobody there.
Yeah.
So I think when I talked to you about it, you were like, could it be disembodied? And I was like, I don't know, maybe. And then you asked me questions and I was like, this is what I saw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah. And so I don't know, man. But I do know that my neighbor has had paranormal experiences that she's going to share with me. But she lived in a house that had a poltergeist in it.
Yeah.
So wow. Like she kind of has these experiences or whatever. So mm-hmm. I don't know, man, but, I'm sure everybody thinks I'm crazy.
Well,
'cause I called the police.
It's okay. I think, you know, even, you know, it could have been something. You didn't know that. Like that doesn't make you crazy. That just makes you concerned about somebody saying help.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. I was worried.
Mm-hmm.
And on my block, you never know what's going to happen because like that violent murder was less than 3 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
and there's a lot that goes on. I have never witnessed the shit I have witnessed in my life in the short amount of time I've lived here.
Yeah. Like, you've had a whole life experience living in
your
neighborhood.
It is crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it's something else.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways, that was my experience. Oh, there was something else too. So this was around the same time. I was in the living room watching something and I heard something behind me and it reminded me of like a cat playing and like knocking something around that mm-hmm. it shouldn't be. But my cat was right next to me and I said to myself, I'm not going to look. But my cat heard it and she got up to look
mm-hmm.
and she was looking behind me and I was like, I'm not going to fucking look. And there's certain points in my kitchen that when you step, it kind of sounds like cracking.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that. And I even said to myself, that cracking is not in the right place because it's closer behind me than it should be. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but I'm not going to look. But my cat kept looking. And then finally, the cracking sound came all the way up beside me on my right side.
Oh, my gosh. Lindsay.
To where it was basically like right beside me. And me and my cat both looked over right beside me. And she got off the couch and jumped down on the ground next to it and like started smelling it and inspecting it. And I just ignored it. I kind of smiled and giggled at one point. Like, I wasn't scared at all, but I was like, what is going on?
Wow.
But it's happened with my cat a few times. She and I have both heard things
mm-hmm.
At the same time. And we'll both turn around and look or whatever it is. So I know I'm not crazy because my cat is seeing and hearing the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's so weird because I have an announcement that also involves my cat seeing something that I'm not seeing. Mm. Yeah, I have video of it, and so I'll probably post it on our TikTok page.
Okay.
But it is just like my cat sitting in the bedroom, and she is looking up at my walls, and mm-hmm. I have these pictures that have humans in them, not pictures, but like artwork that have humans in them. And which makes it a little bit more creepy because the pictures or the artwork is a little bit scary too. And so she looks from one picture and then she looks over to the other, like looking directly at these pictures. And she keeps going back and forth. And like, I was in there with her, obviously, and she was just looking at the things. And I was following her gaze, trying to see if there was a bug up there or something, but there was nothing up there. And I was a little freaked out, to be honest. Like, I had the old-fashioned poopy scaries.
Oh, no.
The old-fashioned poopy scaries in my stomach. And then,
yeah.
But then I was like, you know what? She's not freaked out. Mm-hmm. This isn't bothering her. She's just noticing something. And so I was just like, well, I'm just going to take my cat's lead. And if she's not worried about it, then I'm not going to be worried about it. But
that's a good lead to take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I have another thing. Can I tell you this other thing?
Oh, Jesus.
Or do you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Okay. I have not had as many paranormal events ever in my life, except for whenever I moved into this place. Yeah. And,
oh my God.
So I don't want to give away too much about where I live, but I live very close to like fucking Space Force.
Okay.
And an Air Force base and a science intelligence facility, space science intelligence facility. And I did not know that I was going to be moving here whenever I did, but I'm so fucking excited about it.
Yeah.
So I was sitting on the patio the other night, and me and my cat were hanging out, and I was looking up at the stars, and every once in a while, I will see a light that is not an airplane, that is a, that doesn't flash, and it will be in one place and then move and then disappear. And
oh my God.
I know. And so the first time that I saw that, I thought it was really cool, and I was like looking for, you know, for it again. And then that night I had a lucid dream, and I know, right?
Stop it.
Dude, it's going to get even weirder.
I don't want to talk about this.
All right.
No, keep going.
Okay. So in my lucid dream, I wasn't lucid 100%, but whenever I was like walking in this field and I looked up at the sky and I saw the lights in the sky, and I said, I'm dreaming. And I saw this light in the sky and I like made it come to me. And so like I made it come to me and I made it sit in the grass, and it was like this moon. It looked like a moon, and it was just this bright, shiny, small moon that was sitting in front of me. And then I don't remember what happened after that. I don't really remember if I'm making this up or if it really happened, but I feel like I started to watch it open and there was light inside. But I don't remember, but I didn't have, I came out of the lucidity and I went back into the dream. So I don't know if that happened for real or if I just made that up. You know what I mean?
Do you have any markings on your body?
I do have a bruise that I don't know how it got there.
Where is it?
It's like on my pelvic bone.
Back.
Yeah, I know. I know. That didn't happen. That didn't happen after the dream. That happened just recently.
I have my glasses off.
Oh.
And I'm rubbing my face. And I'm staring at the ceiling because I am so appalled. And I can't believe you are just now telling me this.
I wanted to save it for the show.
Oh my God.
I know, right? Like,
you were abducted.
Do you think so?
I do.
Okay, so the bruise didn't happen.
I know it's like your dream.
The bruise didn't happen after the dream.
How long after? How long?
Oh, I just noticed it yesterday.
When was your dream?
This is a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it can take bruises a little bit to surface.
Okay. Like weeks, you think?
No, not weeks.
Okay.
I'm not a nurse or anything, but I'm pretty close to a doctor.
Yeah, I know, right? I've looked up so many symptoms in my life because I don't want to go to the doctor. I basically am a medical professional.
I'm always like, I'm pretty much a substance use abuse counselor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a psychologist. Yes. I'm a doctor.
Exactly.
I'm all those
things. I am a therapist. Yeah. I am an anger management specialist.
I'm a dog behaviorist, but not really. Don't do anything I do.
I am an excellent dog trainer whenever it comes to giving out advice.
Oh man, I made an awful mistake one time. I felt like, and this was recent, and I was like, dang girl, I thought you changed. I was talking to someone who was telling me how much trouble she has putting her child to sleep. And she was like, you know, so we go in there and we lay with her. And I was like, Nanny 911 says not to do that, actually. But I had a little bit to drink.
Oh so, my God.
Like, Lindsay. I think that's where it came from. Like, I was a classic asshole, like, giving unsolicited advice. I don't even have a kid. My dog is awful. But I was like, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, you should not lay with your children.
Listen, I've seen Super Nanny many times.
Yeah, I watched it. I reparented myself watching it.
Yeah, exactly.
It is so therapeutic. I cried so many times watching that.
It is a really good show.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It's really good. Well, I can't go on with your topic, and we are going to skip to the end, and we're gonna go on with the stories that we have for today.
All right, cool.
Okay, cool. I actually have a story from a listener. She was very excited to share her story with us. Her name is Claire, and she has a few short stories that I'm going to share, and then I just did a little bit of research, and I want to talk to you about a few of them.
All right, cool.
Okay, so her first... Oh, and there's also a lot of parallels between my experiences and Claire's, which I think is kind of cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, but her first experience was when she was around like 6 or 7, and she was sent to bed early for being naughty. Yeah, so she was sitting on the edge of her bed when she saw a cat paw appear from under the bed, and it playfully like swiped at her ankles. And she wasn't scared. And also, she didn't have a cat.
Oh, my gosh. Weird.
Yeah. It was just a cat's paw that came out. What color do you think the cat was?
Well, I see a white cat paw in my head, but I have a feeling it was black.
Okay. That's really cool. It was black and white.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. I was like, was it orange? Because I think every cat story is an orange cat. It wasn't orange. It was a black and white cat. And her opinion, like when it happened, was that she just thought that it wanted her to stop crying.
Aww.
Which is like super a sweet little kitty. And so she told her parents, and she said her parents searched all over the house for this cat and they never could find it. And then she never saw the cat paw again. But that was her experience with a ghost cat.
I think that is so sweet. Like, that's the best.
Isn't it?
Like ghost experience that you can have.
I believe it. Mm-hmm. Like, because I mean, I haven't, a lot of the cat stories that I've heard have been people who have had experiences with, what is the term I'm looking for? I even just did a TikTok on it. It was one of my favorite hauntings. Residual haunting.
Oh, okay.
Usually residual hauntings with animals, mm-hmm. where it's, you know, a cat, you know, jumping on your bed over and again, or, you know, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't really heard a lot about actually physically seeing a cat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
besides the that haunted ghost tour I went on where they said there was the cat. So I thought it was a pretty cool story.
Yeah.
And I like that she wasn't scared for her. I think mm-hmm. that's really cool.
Yeah.
Which also makes me think that she's a natural.
Oh yeah. Like you know she's what I mean? Sensitive like, person. Yeah.
Yes. This is just who she is. Mm-hmm. And when you're not scared, I think that says a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
So then her second story even tells more about her and how natural she is. So she was in the bath and she saw her great grand's face. And she said that her grand said to her that she was sorry that she never got to know her better. Aww. But it was her time to go. And then the next day they were told that her great grand had passed.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh. And she said that she never told anyone about it. And that again, she wasn't scared. She felt a lot of love, sadness, and peace, and that it didn't feel weird or anything to her. Mm-hmm. Like it just felt normal.
Yeah.
And for a lot of kids, I think that would be—I mean, for adults even—that would be super scary for some people.
Yeah.
She's just gifted.
Yeah.
So then I asked her. I was like, "So, do you know when people are going to pass?" Like, and she says that she doesn't know when people are going to pass, but she feels like super sensitive to things that mm-hmm. like she can feel a room and those types of things when yeah. she enters them. So she has a couple more stories. So she does explain that every house that she's ever lived in, she's had experiences and that she always thought that the houses were haunted, but she's come to the conclusion that she thinks that she is haunted.
Oh.
And she, yeah, she's been told that there's about 12 spirits that follow her.
Wow.
And that sometimes she has to tell them like to simmer down mm-hmm. because it can be too much for her. And so she'll make announcements and tell them, you know, to leave her alone or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was one point, and so she's actually, she lived in England and I think she's from Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
So she had moved from England back to Scotland to live with her parents or stay with them. And when she moved in, so she also thinks that her parents are kind of sensitive to it as well, in which her dad doesn't really talk about it, but her mom will.
Okay.
But when she moved in, her dad saw a like gray shadow of a woman walk out of a room. And then there was a black cat that jumped over their cat and their cat saw it and hissed at it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So there's another ghost kitty going around.
Wow.
And so the cat saw it and hissed, which I thought was pretty interesting. And I'll talk more about cats in a second. There was one time when the spirits were doing too much and she woke up to something shouting in her ear, like telling her to wake up. And then one of the things that I couldn't find any information on, and I don't know if you know anything about it, but she talks about how she has stuff multiply in her home. So like for an example, she got a stuffed raven and she got it off of Amazon and she was packing to move and she found two ravens. And one of the ravens, like its leg was like basically hanging on for dear life. And the other one was all put together.
Mm-hmm.
And so she went on Amazon and like searched and she saw that she had only bought one.
Oh, weird.
But she clearly had two of them there.
Mm-hmm.
And so then this happened with some more objects. She had lighters. It was a set of four lighters and they all had like different skulls on them.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she would find multiples of the skulls all through the house and then they would all disappear.
Oh gosh.
Right. And so like I looked at everything that I tried to find on items multiplying,
mm-hmm.
With hauntings or whatever, I couldn't find anything on it and I haven't really heard of it. And I think I may have mentioned it to you and I even looked on TikTok and couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes, I have. I have heard
of... Well, shit.
Yeah. Yes. So not necessarily in hauntings, but just as... so there's like these theories of about... I'm not going to get it right. I'm so sorry. But like multiverses or like... or dimensions colliding or... gosh, what is it? I wish that I could remember what it's called exactly, but it might come to me in a little bit. But so it's just like, or a glitch in the matrix or something like that. That's probably like the the simplistic, most simplistic way to talk about it. But it's like you're kind of in a parallel universal state, I guess, where these other universes that reside so closely to us are touching each other and they're intersecting. Mm-hmm. And so you do have multiple of those things because the person in this other parallel universe had them as well. And so you're getting them. And I think that this is, especially with her, with having multiples of things, I think that that shows that she is probably I hate the word high vibrational because I think that that is kind of condescending to think that any vibration is bad, or that it's better than something or anything like that. Mm. But it's just like, able to go into those realms easily because she's so open to it. If she's open to the paranormal and to, and comfortable in being a sensitive person and she's not resisting it, then these things are able to happen to her easily. So that's what I think about whenever I hear multiple things. And I have seen some things on TikTok of people being like, I bought these shoes at Goodwill. I came home. I had the exact same shoes. And she's like, it doesn't make sense.
Well, I read people's stories where they talked about it. And one person even said that they had a video game. Mm-hmm. And then there were two of them and they looked the exact same. They had the same scratches mm-hmm. on them. They had the same dirt on them. And they were like, oh my God. And they went and threw it away and then it showed back up.
Yeah.
So like I read stories, but I couldn't find any explanations. And I think I was being too black and white uh-huh. in my search mm-hmm. and I wasn't considering the possibility of like multiverse or like dimensions, you know what I mean?
I'm always going to go there.
So that, that makes sense mm-hmm. that's definitely could be what was going on. That's super cool. Yeah. Jeez, super.
I know. I think that is really, amazing. I'm always looking for multiple things in my house. I'm always hoping
something. I'm like, was that white attachment from my iPad a multiple or did I accidentally steal it from my ex? Interesting.
Yes.
I'm curious. I don't recall ever having multiples and I may recall it, but I also wouldn't be surprised if I accidentally bought things twice because I do that on accident a lot.
Yeah. But some of these things, I'm
just careless.
Yeah, like, but some of these things, like you said, they have like they're identical in their defects.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's really interesting.
It is very interesting. Mm-hmm. What happened to make them the exact same in that other dimension is my question. Right? Okay. So thank you for your input on that. And then I looked into cat ghosts.
Nice.
And what I learned about them is that they're usually heard and not seen. So again, I mean, her seeing the cat paw come out is mm-hmm. unusual.
Yeah.
And then, so her dad saw the black cat jump over to the other cat.
Yeah.
So like, that's unusual. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people think that cats come to visit after the cat dies.
Mm-hmm.
They think that it's very common for your cat to come back and visit you. And they're, like I said, they're often associated with residual hauntings.
Mm-hmm.
So then I dug a little bit deeper. And so according to the Egyptians, cats could see spirits and that cats were basically the mediators between humans and the spirit realm. And that's one of the reasons they were worshipped.
Yeah.
They were like our communicators with the spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
And then this was really interesting. I actually didn't fact check it. So everybody, again, a simple reminder, we aren't professionals. We do this for fun.
Mm-hmm.
So don't rate us if we get our facts wrong.
And also, like, nobody really knows anything. I'm just going to throw that out there, too.
That's true. That is a fact. We got one rating where somebody was like, get your facts straight. And I was like, get your underwear like out of a wad. Like, Jesus. it's not like we get paid to do this. We do it for fun.
Yeah.
So the Buddhists allegedly believe that spirits are just souls of the dead who live in the bodies of cats before they get their new life.
Oh, wow.
I know.
I love all this spirituality around cats. Isn't it nice?
Yeah. I know. And then Galaxy Jackson agrees that cats can see other spirits mm-hmm. or like the spirit realm. Mm-hmm. He backs it up. He's like, yeah. He's like, they're in touch with all that. And then there's this famous animal communicator. I don't know who she is, but maybe you do. Mm-hmm. Catherine Bozzi, I think is her name.
Hmm.
Anyways, she says that cats can see spirits mm-hmm. because they aren't conditioned by society to not see it.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It makes 100%. Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing. If we left kids alone and let them continue to see and talk, then maybe we would say kids can see spirits and then all adults would. But
yeah,
we better shut that down.
Oh, my gosh.
We better email people and be like, that light in your picture is actually.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Anywho. So that's what I got. And thank you so much, Claire,
for sharing
your story. They're amazing.
Yeah.
And you're very supernatural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're everything I wish I was. But apparently I'm getting visited by aliens, so.
Oh, man. I don't even want to.
You know, I
have to pull I pull the police into my hauntings. I just piss them off so they don't come back the next time I call them.
You know, I have some strong feelings about cats. Like, I thought about doing a cat podcast, actually. Like, I love talking about cats so much. And, like, me and my friend, whenever we are doing anything, our conversations always end up talking about cats. Like, it's a really great relationship that we have. But I just have this theory, and I tell everybody who I'm comfortable with, is that cats are, like, are aware of what death is. And that's why they have adapted so well to live wherever they can. You know what I mean? Like, they can jump off of a building and survive. They can walk away from it. So they have built these mechanisms to keep them safe, which is why they say that cats have 9 lives, because they know that they will die. Have you ever seen a cat, like, fuck with a bug? You know what I mean? Like, or some sort of prey. Like, they don't just kill it and eat it. Some of them do that. But then they'll also just, like, fuck with it. They'll just watch it die. And then they'll be like, okay, just kidding. I'm going to let you go. Not, you know, I'm going to injure you a little bit more. So I think that they are really observant of death. And that makes them hyper aware of their of life. And I think that's also why they are able to like express their boundaries so well. They're like, I don't have time for this bullshit. I don't like to be pet that way. I like to be pet this way. And then, yes, I do feel like cats are the most spiritual beings probably on the planet.
I would agree with that for sure.
Yeah. I think that they are 1 foot in and 1 foot out. And I know that some people think that cats are evil. Like, there's just those people out there that don't get cats, that don't understand them. And I think that that is the gift of being a cat, is being able to be just truly yourself and have a distinct, like, personality and quality and being able to decide what you want. Like, I'm comparing it to my house cats, obviously. Like, they have different types of personalities and behaviors, and they're both different from each other. And but they set up their boundaries, and they see spooky shit in my house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cats rule the world, man. Next to Taylor Swift, it's Taylor Swift and cats.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's how the world works right now.
Super cute.
Yeah. Well, I've got a story from a listener too. And this is a, I think that you're going to like this because this reminds me of a movie that you've told me about that I haven't seen. And it involves knocking. And so this happened a couple of weeks ago. They heard one loud knock on their door around 1 a.m. Yeah, and no. So they were like, I'm not going to answer that. And then just a few seconds later, another loud knock was heard on the back door. And just for context, they said that their house is very big. And it would be impossible to make it from the front door to the back door, which in what felt like 2 seconds. But then she was like, you know, this is an old house. Maybe it's just old home noises. I'm getting used to it. So she just brushed it off. But then recently the knocks have begun again and they're more frequently, like every other night. And it'll be, a knock on her bedroom window or the bathroom window. So it's not just doors now, it's moving into windows.
And it's on the outside.
It's on the outside. And now she's starting to get scared. Like, this is because of the increased frequency and the, I'm sure the locations, it's starting to freak her out. And there's actually security cameras in her house, and she checks the footage, and nothing is there. Hang on a second. Bruce, leave it. Sorry.
Are you referring to the movie The Strangers?
I don't know. Is that the one with the knocking?
Yeah. Well, it's a really good scene where there's a knock on the door, and, like, they go into how they made it sound, the way they made it sound, but it's, like, super creepy. Okay. And they just keep knocking on the door. Okay.
That's probably it. Yeah. So the one night, she hears the sound of a woman's whisper at her window. And it's possibly saying, come again farther. And she says that she can't really tell. So this may not be what the voice is saying, but that's what she's interpreting it as. And then it was followed by 3 knocks on the back door just a few minutes later. So this is still something that's going on. And at this point, she does not feel safe in her home. And she's actually noticed that whenever she spends time away from her home, she feels better. And it's kind of like she can breathe better. She feels lighter and she's not under pressure. And she doesn't even notice like how bad she feels whenever she's in the home. I know. And so I have like some things to say about this. Like, to me, this sounds like trauma.
Can we say,
are you going to say, you wanted to say,
I wanted us to say it together.
Okay. Well, let's do it then. Okay. Ready? One.
Okay. Wait, we'll say 1, 2, 3, go. And then we'll say it.
Okay.
Okay.
One, two. Are you just going to do it? Sorry.
We'll just say it after go.
Okay, go.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, go.
Poltergeist.
Oh, we did it.
Yay.
100%.
Yeah, the knocking, the voice. But you know what I'm also, so like, I'm glad that you put that in there because I wasn't even going to throw, like, I wasn't even going to name it. I was going to say that this sounds like a traumatic household. It sounds like an abusive household, right? What I mean? Like, she's living in a home where she's afraid to be in there, where there's a lot of, like, scary energy. And she feels the difference whenever she leaves the home. And I think that...
I'm sorry. Keep going.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that's the telltale sign.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially if you feel drained and you don't, you know what I mean? Like, that's a good indicator that it could be a poltergeist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh.
I know. And so whatever is attached to this house, I do feel like there are things that there's advice that we can give to her. And whether or not we know what it is, like, it could be a poltergeist, it could be some lingering energy that has stayed there. Maybe something traumatic did happen in this house. And I'm not going to say that it was one thing or another, because you don't know. And trauma looks different to everybody. You know, so the first thing I'm going to offer as far as advice goes is, because I feel like I should offer advice, take it or leave it. But the thing that I do feel like that we should always offer is, like, you can set boundaries, you know, mm-hmm. like, just be a cat, be like, I don't want you in the bathroom. You're welcome to stay here, but you can't come into the bathroom. You can't knock anymore. You can't whisper to me. You can't fuck with the pets, you know, just like, say what you're comfortable with and what you're not comfortable with. Now, that's if you're cool with having entities in your home. And there's things that you can get out of that relationship, too, if that's something that you're willing to dive into. But I'm not going to talk about that right now. Okay. So then the other thing is, of course, like asking the energy or the poltergeist to leave. And I think that probably one of the Bruce, leave that alone. Come here. I'm sorry. I think he needs to go to the bathroom. This is getting kind of difficult for him. But one of the things that is probably the most common ways to clear your home is to do a smoke clearing. And so you can use anything that produces smoke. It can be a stick of incense, a cone of incense, some dried herbs, or a bundle of sage, or any type of herbs, anything that resonates with you. It doesn't have to be sage. It can be lavender. It can be rosemary. It can be cedar. It can be Palo Santo. Something that makes you feel good, that you want to burn. And you take your whatever is producing the smoke, and you walk around your house, you open up a window, and you just say, like, you know, any negative energy, what do I say? I say, any negative energy, please leave this space. You can go out the window or go out the open door or whatever you have. You know, thank it for being there, that you wish it well, to go in peace and love. And I always try to do it in a way that is kind. Because if you agitate it sometimes, or if you demand, or if you are provoking, that can actually cause worse problems, from what I've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So being kind and being gentle and that, I feel like, is always the way to go. If smoke isn't your thing, you can use anything. You can use sound. Like, you can use a bell or a triangle or your voice. You can sing. You can ask it politely. Or you can, like, use a crystal. And if you use a crystal, you can go around all the corners of your home and just asking it to leave. And then by the full moon, you can charge that crystal in the full moon. I see in my head using a clear quartz crystal, but you can use whatever you want that resonates with you. And you might have to do that a couple of times. And then I think another method that we don't talk about enough, or isn't talked about enough, is bringing joy into your space and bringing happiness and bringing feel good energy into your space. Because I'm not saying that, again, that she attracted this energy, that this energy was there. But whenever you're afraid or anxious to be in your home, and whatever is in there is causing you that fear and that anxiety, the two forces together will just perpetuate the occurrences. And so whenever you bring in a different energy, whenever you bring in something that's light and playful and fun, then you are like not going to be able, or that energy is not going to want to stick around, or it might even transmute it into something better.
Yeah.
And so, like, playing music that you like, singing, dancing, doing, you know, creating art, watching comedy, like stand-up comics and stuff like that. Something that makes you feel comfortable in your home is a good way to get that energy out. And I just hope that, you know, that this doesn't that this thing doesn't push you out of your home or make you feel uncomfortable for any longer than it has to, because, like, you know, that it's hard to be in a place where you feel fear all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say she can just leave.
Yeah.
Like, that is an option, but mm-hmm. also paranormal investigators, they're all over the U.S. Mm-hmm. And I looked one up on a website.
Yeah.
And you can call, I mean, if it is that serious and if it doesn't seem to be getting better, you can always call them to come check it out. It does cost money,
mm-hmm.
but it may be worth it.
Yeah. There's that option too. I didn't even think about it. That's a good idea though.
Yeah. Especially if you want to stay.
Yeah. Or if you want to get some answers too.
Yeah.
You want to see what's going on. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that wouldn't be comfortable for anybody. That's terrifying for anybody to live with the knocking on the windows and the doors.
Yeah.
And if it's coming from the outside, like for me, that's super creepy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's worse, inside or outside.
I don't know, man. Like,
I know.
I don't think any of it's good. Yeah, I think inside might be a little bit worse because you can, it's easier to like debunk an outdoor, like, or like I can brush it off too. Like, oh, that was some kids playing or that was something, you know, like I can change my mind to think that it's something else, even if I'm afraid.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would feel better if it was, the only reason I would feel better is because I'd be like, oh, it really is happening. But if it was on the outside, I would be like, is it? Like, oh, or is it somebody doing it and I just can't see them? Like, so I would be like, so it's for sure happening if it was happening on the inside.
But yeah.
That's just my opinion and how I would feel about it.
Yeah.
But dang, I'm sorry. I hope that you get some relief.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And I think maybe I'll follow up with her.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
And see how she's doing in a couple of weeks after this comes out.
Yeah, I'll post a link to the where you can look up, you know, paranormal investigators who can come help.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I don't even know what to say. I don't know what's like. I mean, it's scary.
It's very.
So I feel bad. I hope it works out. I know.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, thank you for letting us retell your story. Thank you, Claire, for sending in your story. Thank you to all the kitties.
Yeah. And I guess that's all we've got for this show.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess until next time, goodbye.
Bye.